Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Carbon dioxide is probably the best-known greenhouse gas. But as David Wilkinson, reader in environmental science at Liverpool John Moores University, explains, other gases have contributed to warm periods of the Earth's past as well.
Say global warming to most people, and the gas that usually comes to mind is carbon dioxide. However, methane is also a potent greenhouse gas, and just as humans have affected the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, we've also caused an increase in methane, one source being the microbes that live in the guts of our livestock and which help them digest their food. Recently, with my colleague Graham Ruxton, I've become very interested in the biology of sauropod dinosaurs. These are the huge, long-necked dinosaurs that could be over four times the weight of a large elephant. It occurred to us that if modern cattle can potentially be a source of climate-altering amounts of methane, then those extinct giants could have been an important source of greenhouse gases in the past. It's an intriguing possibility, but how do you calculate the amount of methane produced by long extinct animals? Well, it turns out that there are equations which describe how methane production by modern plant eaters is related to body size. So we use these to make an informed guess about the likely methane output of large sauropods. Other scientists had estimated the biomass, that is, the weight of sauropods, that might be found living in a given area of land. Taking these figures, we estimated global methane production by sauropods and, with the help of Ewan Nesbitt, worked out what this implied for methane levels in the Earth's atmosphere. Our result is obviously an educated guess, but to our surprise, the answer is extraordinary. The methane output from these dinosaurs may have been equivalent to the total amount of methane produced on Earth today from both natural and man-made sources. We know that the climate at the time was very warm and that some sort of greenhouse effect is the likely explanation for this. Methane from dinosaurs could well have contributed.
That was David Wilkinson of Liverpool John Moores University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.